Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the Panthers get the stop as they go with that inside handoff. And Lewis! Ball came out at the end there. Flag as well. Tommy Lee Lewis lost control as he was diving for that stick. Remember, the one-yard line was the line to make. Or do we have a touchback possibly here? Wow! Yeah.
Joe Tessitore on Monday Night Football.
Wow!
That was Jason Witten getting paid $4 million to give you sounds.
Oh, wow.
And not much else, frankly. The Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. I'm super hard on Witten, but I don't feel bad doing it because you have an expectation for Monday Night Football with its broadcasters that it should be the best of the best. And it's not. And it's like embarrassing that they have this spotlight game. And you've got somebody up there who, I'm serious when I say this, if I heard him call Pitt Georgia Tech, I would think he was in over his head.
I would agree.
He should not be in that spot.
Michaels and Collinsworth are the Monday night team, like the team that deserves. But I'll say this. I don't know if you've read stories about this. It's neither here nor there for our discussion that we're going to have. That Sunday night game has become the feature marquee game. But and the NFL has intentionally tried to schedule some dog matchups on paper for Monday Night Football.
I understand that, but for ESPN purposes,
That
is their game.
It's humiliating. My problem with Gruden was always too much, and all of it pro quarterback. Like, a quarterback could throw a hideous interception. Here's what he was seeing
but
there.
But at least he was entertaining.
Well, he was a nutcase, but I liked it, and you knew he knew what he was talking about. He was biased towards one position to an overwhelming degree, but I felt like, okay, this guy knows
this
football back
joke.
In front. Witten knows about, like, one thing, running a 10-yard stop route, turning around, catching a ball, and falling 2 yards forward.
He's so dull. Well, he is so unbelievably dull, and they had to know that going into
it. The only guy
that
is interesting, and I don't even think he's good yet at what he's doing, and maybe he'll never be great. Booger, at least, is willing to say interesting stuff once in a while. They have him in a freaking crane
while
Joe Tessitore's screaming over every play.
He should be calling the SEC championship game.
I don't think Booger would be in over his head calling high-profile college football.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he would be bad at it, but you put him in a crane. Your director doesn't tell him when he's supposed to be talking. It ends up with
brutal.
Those two talking over each other. Tessitore screaming like he's watching Tyson Douglas.
It's
a 12-9 game that stunk.
The way that play you just heard there, that ball that was fumbled at the goal line that went into the end zone for a touchback, continues to show and prove that I'm having just this unbelievable turnaround with Luck. I had Carolina +6 last night in our picks. Chris, of course, had the Saints, and I got a pick two, a two-point conversion returned by the Panthers for 2 points to take it from 12-7 to 12-9, and then I had the Saints fumble the ball into the end zone. The Panthers had no business covering that spread last night. They should have lost that game by two touchdowns.
I wouldn't have been unhappy about it had what happened to me stayed the course. That pick two got me what looked like an incredibly unlikely win in fantasy football. And push me to the finals, because the one I'm doing is a two-week one, so it's a combined effort. So that put me up by one. Somehow Michael Thomas doesn't put me to sleep by catching more passes. And then this morning, they do a stat adjustment on that Panther, because I had the Panthers defense. The stat adjustment drops me down 3.5 points.
How can they get the stats wrong right when the game ends, Craig?
I was the winner by like a point and a half.
I've seen stat corrections for like a point.
As soon as the game is over,
that's it.
Those stats should count.
I have two
pictures.
End
of story, you're into the next round.
I have two pictures. One is the game basically being over.
I disagree. I would. Can you
file a formal complaint?
Play the season under protest. Don't pay. I would not pay.
It was not a pay league. The only league I paid to get in, I'm dominating.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares, Chris?
I have a lot of pride. I'm a prideful guy. My intellect,
they don't
acumen.
Accept that at the sports book.
I got to tell you something right now. and I mean this
yeah.
about Craig, I am an enabler, and yeah. you are going to have to do your best to kind of rein him back
in. I'm a little angel on the shoulder.
And I'm the devil for sure. Because if you've paid
look
attention—
look at the big grin on his face. Which one of us do you think he's going to listen to?
If you have paid attention to any of our conversations during our commercial stops, it has been exclusively about betting on things. I have been counting the money in my wallet all day trying to figure out what I can do with the money I have once we get to the holiday party tonight at the Rivers.
I'm going—
is the holiday party in the sports book?
No.
It's for you and me.
For you. Craig's got his green hat.
Craig, we should just take the food and the drinks from the holiday party down to the sports book.
Up the escalator. Hey, everybody, how are you? Right, like that Simpsons meme where the grandpa walks in and walks right back out.
Ugh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.